question you want to ask him before.
What's your favorite food?
Probably changes every day. Well, curry chicken.
Okay.
Yeah. Curry. Roti, curry. Actually, if you want to go, if you want to do even better, ackee and saltfish, and then boiled dumpling, not fried dumpling. Boiled dumpling. Yeah. No, I don't do the soup though. Yeah. Oxtail's fire too. But that, yeah, Jamaican food.
Feeling super funky. No one around here can bring me down. Today, the weather's feeling money. Today, I'm feeling extra proud. Today, all the honeys looking lovely. Today, they got that extra ounce. Tonight, I'm bringing out some money. 'Cause tonight I'm spending with my pals. Get up out my face if you not tryna be down. Get up out this place if you don't know this sound. Get up out of here if you bringing that trash around. Get up out of here if your crew just wanna get loud. Oh Lord, today I'm with my homies. Oh God, I thank you for this. With my girl, oh God, I thank you for this time. Oh Lord, today I'm feeling special. Oh God, I thank you for this life. Oh man, my homies ain't trying to settle. You know, fam, man, this vibe is feeling right. We don't want no fights, 'cause tonight is the night. We don't want no problems, all our homies feeling tight. We don't want no issue, we just wanna get up here and vibe. All the lovely women make you wanna dress well and walk right. The dance floor is full, but now we got to roll. It's 2 a.m., I'm lit, man, where we gonna go? Some wanna keep on sipping, and some things are going home. I'ma keep on chilling, 'cause this night's about to blow. Oh Lord, today I'm with my homies. Oh God, I thank you for this time. Oh Lord, today I'm with my girl. Oh God, I thank you for this time. Oh Lord, today I'm feeling special. Oh God, I thank you for this life. Oh man, my homies ain't trying to settle. You know, man, man, this vibe is feeling right.
Hi, it's me, Tessa, and you are listening to UMFM 101.5, and we are here with
Anthony OKS. Also, I'm a solo artist. I'm also in the lyrics, so yeah.
Nice.
I'm an MC. Yeah, I do music. I write poetry. Yeah.
So you have a lot of singles dropping lately. I've noticed on Spotify. Are you going to be dropping a project soon with all this?
Right now, I don't know. Just, you know, I'm thinking about it. I'm definitely, you know, talking to a lot of people right now, a lot of different great producers. And I'm definitely interested in dropping a project. I just, I'm getting used to the idea day by day, but I haven't fully decided.
Word. Sweet. I just like how you talked about production. I was going to ask about, what's your sort of philosophy with making music and being a rapper? Like, do you like to sit in the studio, or do you like going on the internet and looking for stuff, or how does that work?
Yeah, like how, like my process.
Yeah, what's your process?
It's a little bit of everything. Sometimes I get influence from just, I'm a big like portrait guy. I like art. I love looking at art. So sometimes it's just, you know, I'll be on the internet, and I'll see like some colors I like that might spark something, or I might hear something that I like that might influence a song or an idea. So basically, I'm on my like voice recorder on my iPhone like all day, just talking to myself and recording little ideas that pop into my head. Last night I couldn't sleep, so it was like 2 a.m. I couldn't sleep, so I just thought of an idea and I just recorded it. So now it's in my phone, and in a week when I'm feeling like that music bug again, I can refer back to the voice message that I left myself, and that might be a song, I don't know. So it's just, you gotta allow yourself to be you. Yeah.
Who's an artist you want to collab with in the future?
That's a good question. I don't know. Someone interesting, something different. Yeah, I don't know. Let's come back to that.
That's a good question. As a single artist, what was your biggest challenge so far that you've encountered in your career?
Well, my first solo track dropped in July, so it's still like really fresh. The biggest hurdles, though, for me probably have been just not always having, like, I have my support. I have a support system, being my group, like the Lytics. But when it comes down to it, if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. And you got to be your own person, like 24/7 now. So it's like, you know, you got to write the grant. All the ideas are coming from you. You got to plan your video shoots. You got to think photo shoots. You got to coordinate. You got to coordinate everything. You know what I mean? Right now, if I want a tour, I got to plan that myself. If I want to do anything, I got to do it myself. You know, so one thing though that I have been really pushing, it's always important for a new artist to form a team around them. And that doesn't need to be like your best friends or whatever. It could be just people that you truly do respect. So always, you can't do it alone. You always have to have a team, you know, like, you know, everything you see coming from me right now is not just from me. Like, a little bit is from me, but that's just the song. But how did it come? How did I write the song? How did it get to where you heard it? How did I, you know, like this guy right here, I met with him countless times. Elliot Ness, for those of you who can't see him. I met with Ness. This is just one example out of the many. I met with him countless times and just ran things by him. Yo, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? What do you think of this? So don't let your ego get in front of who you are as a creator, because that'll be your number one, you know, downfall. letting your ego or pride, all the ideas got to come from me. That's not the reality. So,
as an artist that is involved with your other group, the Lytics, mm-hmm. and is also a solo artist, has to worry about finances, financing mm-hmm. your career, mm-hmm. Finding gigs for yourself, writing songs, and you know, all this work goes into being a musician. Mm-hmm. And I know that musicians work very, very hard. I guess my question is, why do you do this? Like, why do you put in so much work into your career?
I mean, I started making music when I was 14, just on my like brother's computer. And so I've been making music and writing, you know, lyrics for a very long time. For me, I love it. It's a part of me. It's in me. I can't shut it off. I'm just a creator. And if I didn't make music, I'd probably be just really interested in all of the art coming from my friends. Because I still am now. Like, you know, I have people, close homies that are like, photographers, or just art, either painters or whatever. And I'm always just curious and everything to do with art and creativity. But yeah, I've been doing this. I first toured, I'm 28 now. I first toured when I was 18. So I've been doing this for a long time, and yeah, it's not going to stop. I just do it because I love it. Yeah.
Speaking of touring, you're someone who's both toured nationally and internationally. So it's safe to say that you've toured many different places. Mm-hmm. So where would be her favorite place to perform?
That's a good question. My favorite place to perform as of now is probably Germany with the guys, with my crew. Just because, Germans love music. They consume music like crazy. They're music fiends, and they make an excuse to throw year-long festivals. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if something... anything and everything. We played the Lytics played a punk rock festival this summer, and we were the only hip-hop act, and that was just because the festival planner liked our music. You know what I mean? So they didn't have to throw us on the bill like that, but yeah, they love music over there, so probably Germany right now.
For those just listening in, you are listening to UM FM 101.5, and I'm one of your hosts, Taya. So... we've been listening to your song. Pardon my French, because I don't know how to pronounce it really great. Incroyable.
Incroyable, yeah.
The meaning is incredible, and also in Latin it means to believe. What's your meaning behind your title?
When I wrote the song, it was supposed to be an intro to a project. I decided to not release the project right now and just focus on releasing some singles off of it. But when I wrote that song in particular, I wasn't in the greatest mindset when I wrote that. So I was more just trying to, it's really just speaking to myself, writing it. And that's why it kind of sounds like I'm on a mission. With every bar, it kind of feels like, to me, when I listen back to it, it's like I'm on a mission to believe in what I'm saying, or like believe in where I'm going. So it kind of speaks to that and like actual reality. And I think the song kind of sounds like that too. Like you're on a train or something, or you're going somewhere.
You're pushing yourself.
Yeah, you're pushing yourself. So... yeah, that's why I have my mom on the end of the track too. She's just bigging me up at the end of the track, just as a, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah. My mom, because I like making music.
You love your mom.
Yeah,
I know
your
mom.
Yeah.
She's everywhere.
Yeah, right? She's big. She big ups me and
she's
also
awesome.
Keeps me humble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh.
overcame some obstacles, tightened up my opticals. My focus be untoppable, unstoppable, unfloppable. My words is very optimal, my style ain't very coppable. Ain't about the price, about what's high, stop, drop a roll. Raps to make an honor roll, like stop them though, pop shot him though. But they ain't got the heat, raise me up, they ain't got the beat, they ain't got the heart, get it done, they ain't catching me. Expand my craft just like a scolopendrous centipede. All they want the heat, best not try for sent for me. Scare your ass straight like a yelling from a temper tee. Straight grizzle, straight chisel down your spizzle. Get you shook up, shook down, your lots of fizzle. Then I scoop up your gal, turn her on like Kevin Little. She wine sweet, we chat nice, big game like a riddle. My life nice, sin, taste the rainbow like a Skittle. Cats jam my lyrics in, they never fickle. My effect is ripple, your effect is just a tickle. Chuckle in your face, laugh it up and call you kiddo. Them guan test the wrong rhythm, even though they feel them. End up in the clash, but I smash they whole system. Now they all locked down, stuck up in my prison. Grab their eardrum and now I force them all to listen. Check it, yeah.
Something, I raise my voice right, as right as I know. And every time he gets on the stage, he makes everybody know, and he puts on his show and do a good job.
I was going to ask, I read this theory that, like, every musician has three main points of topic. Like, you know, just for an example, Migos, they rap about money, mm-hmm. Lust, and I don't know, cars. Mm-hmm. what do you think your three main topics are? Like, if you could, let's, I don't know, it's something to think about, but yeah.
Yeah, I never heard that theory, but I believe it, mm-hmm. especially when you're listening to top 40 music. It's probably a true thing, but for me, I try and, you know, I don't know where my solo career will take me. It might just be like, you know, a cool little underground thing in Canada, or it might grow bigger. Mm. But yeah, I don't really think about music like that. I try and, if it's abstract, it's abstract. If it's simple, it's simple, mm-hmm. you know, but it's gotta be good.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
At the end of your track, I think it was in Crabla.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom, you said your mom's speaking to you, and we can hear like a little bit of patois in mm-hmm. there. When you make your music, does culture ever like influence that, the way that maybe even religion in a way, or does that ever come to mind?
Yes and no. You know, both of those things, spirituality definitely comes to mind when I'm making songs, but also just culture, where you're coming from, because at the end of the day, if you write something that's just not true, you know, or if you do something that's just false on a song, even if you rap about it or sing about it and people like it, you're going to know, you have to go to bed knowing that that's not really you. So you got to be true. For me, it's just to be comfortable, you know? So when my mom got on that song, she's just having fun with me, man. I called her in the studio. She answered the phone. She's like, what do you need? She's like, hey mom, could you just say something at the end of the track? And she was like, yeah, of course. You know? So that wasn't even planned. It was just like, she was just happy to be a part of the project.
Yeah.
But it is important. It is very important to, I think, to me, to include who you are. But yeah. I don't know a lot of, you know, like the famous MCs. I don't know their personal backgrounds or lives, so I don't know when they're telling the truth or not.
Coming out of Winnipeg, what were the biggest obstacles you had to face to get where you are now?
Well, my solo thing's very new, so I won't even really speak to that. From being in the group, I guess we had to face a lot of barriers. Just as Canadian MCs, you gotta, not even Canadian MCs, Canadian MCs is like the first barrier, but then there's deeper barriers, you know, not being from the poppin' cities in Canada, you know, not being from Montreal or Toronto or Vancouver. And Vancouver is not even that if you want to compare it to the other two I mentioned, it's not even that like popping, but being from the prairies, right, and kind of having to wear that on your back, and in a positive way, and in a way that you're proud about it. But yeah, you're faced with a lot of adversity. Just being so far away, cause everything for a long time, and still, you know, in a lot of regards, happens in Toronto. Now you're seeing a lot of energy and vibes coming from Winnipeg, which is amazing. Like I've never seen it this vibrant before. And maybe it was more vibrant before I was 18 and able to go out to the bar and check out shows, but it seems like there's a new group or a new act every single day. Hip hop, R&B, you know. I won't even just speak to the hip hop culture, like rock, you know, punk rock is crazy right now. So yeah, man. Yeah, you got to face a lot of different things, but you got to just believe in yourself at the end of the day and believe in what you're doing, even if you feel like no one's listening to you.
Hi. Where did you grow up?
I grew like locally?
Sure.
I grew up in Winnipeg. but I grew up, I went to high school in Fort Richmond Collegiate, and then I grew up around that area too. So like the south end of the city. Yeah.
What kind of music did you listen to while you were growing up?
I was all over the place and still am. I started DJing like 5 years ago because, and I just felt like I kind of listened to too much music and I wanted to, I guess, play a lot of it out. I listened to a lot of indie rock music growing up, and then I listened to lots of hip hop, because my oldest brother Alex, producer of the Lytics, he got me into hip hop. So I was listening to lots of Nas at the time growing up, and then I was listening to, he put me on to like Boot Camp Click,
I mean, I'm backing up, guys. Come closer.
Yeah. Just a lot of hip hop, you know. Souls of Mischief, Far Side, De La Soul, and then I was listening to like rock music. I don't know, The Shins, you know, stuff like that. Just I was all over the place, and lots of reggae. Lots of African music from my dad's side, and yeah.
Does the music you used to listen to influence your music now?
Yeah, it does. I feel like it influences my melodies, on a lot of the songs. Yeah, it definitely does.
So I was reading an article about the arts open house at the University of Winnipeg.
And yeah.
How you, like, were basically, like, telling them about your creative, like, ways. And then you quoted, sometimes you gotta let the rain fall down on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like.
That's from a song called Let It Fall.
Oh.
It's an unreleased song.
Oh.
I actually sang some of that live at that open house.
Yeah.
And I kind of took school, university for granted when I was younger. I went back when I was like 23, and now I'm a class away from completing a double major in rhetoric, communications, and English. And within that time, I got really close with some of my professors, and school just started to make sense for me, and they asked me if I wanted to do that song at the open house. So that's how that all came down, and I chose to do that song because as a student, it's much like being an independent artist, you have to face a lot of that adversity sometimes. Yeah. You wake up and you're like, man, I can't, this is too much stress, you know, but
you gotta take the blows and just skate through that.
Honestly, yeah. So relatable at the moment, like mm-hmm. working two jobs and trying yeah. to like finish high school.
Yeah, seriously.
And I know a lot of people that are like in university and like already struggling because of how many exams are they're taking.
Yeah.
It's just like they want to focus on their arts, but at the same time, they want to focus on their schooling.
Yeah, sometimes it feels impossible, but you know, that's why you have music to kind of listen to and get you through that, those moments. So yeah, just keep going, keep hustling, and yeah, you can do this. Like,
back in the Cadillac, my zone, in my Cadillac, I'm grown, chillin', not a ride, but how I feel, walk life and this life is real, my Cadillac, my cool weekends perpetuate the moods, yeah, don't forget, not talking whip, how you are, not car you sit, how you walk, how you talk, Mac chicks, those lips are sore, she check you out, she know she caught you looking back, not about to stop, you about to roll, cause she tryna rock, rock and roll, so rodeo, spit and be hitting this clown, tryna visit and see what we got, we a stop, we a check, it's a spot where it's hot, not a shot, not a chance, it's the best that we got, ha ha, hot like a hammer, drumming on your thumb, get more money in this family like Benihana, son, I said, hot like a hammer, drumming on your thumb, get more money in this family like Benihana, son, like. Riding in my Cadillac, getting really wild. Riding in my getting really wild. Riding in my Cadillac, getting really wild. Witness what we do. Riding in my Cadillac, I'm riding in my car. All the vehicles they be in, oh, that shit ain't up to par. Holla if you need a pickup, then pick up trucks. They'll put you down, leave you downtown on the ground, up in my old town. And caps will give you the runaround. Let you in with a frown, asking for money down up front. Like the tree on my rear view, mirror I'll steer you. Like the rodeo's near you, can see my chassis at night. It's bright and it's clear blue. There's nothing to fear, I won't be jumping in gear. Won't be boozing and chasing civics, cause I ain't racist. I'm just cruising like Brian Wilson, so try to feel me. Cause I'm
Mac Millen and the ladies all be feeling free. My style and swagger, it attracts the jealousy. Feeling this night, the hype jam, yo, it's hype. Bought a new tee today and some retro nice, it's cool. In my Cadillac, I'm acting like a fool. I with my homies going big, let's hit this alley for a brew. Since I'm up, feeling good, now we looking for what to do. You know. Really not about these chicken heads, my focus on the crew. Then it's life, and it's life, not just about it in it right. Family first, when you searching for that specific type of truth. Better take advantage, cause it don't come when you want it to. It be the only transportation when you ride it with your crew like.
Riding in my Cadillac, getting really wild. Riding in my getting really wild. Riding in my Cadillac, getting really wild. Witness what we do. Riding in my Cadillac, getting really wild. Riding in my getting really wild. Riding in my Cadillac, getting really wild. Witness what we do.
So, Anthony, you have a show coming up on October 11th at the Goodwill, I believe.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that, how you got on that, or anything you want us to know in particular?
Yeah, I think it had a lot to do with my track with Cadence Weapon. So that track came out in July. I guess I got a pretty good response from it. Put a couple more tracks out as a solo artist. And then I played my first show, my first solo live show was, when was that? It was during Wall to Wall Festival, I think on like the 29th at Goodwill. So I did that. I think people liked what I did. So yeah, Goodwill asked me to play again with Cadence. So that's how that happened.
Cool.
Yeah.
You just said that you're releasing all these new tracks and mm-hmm. you just released the two new songs.
Yeah.
Is there anything we should be looking forward to? Any new projects in particular? Or
yeah, I'm gonna try and let another one go late November, mid November, with a video.
Yeah, just keep expecting new music, maybe an EP at some time, at some point. So more music, more art. Yeah.
All right, and just to finish this this interview off, to any of your followers or fans out there, what do you give advice to them about like coming out into the scene?
As artists themselves?
Yes.
Yeah, just as like people that have heard my music or that are following my music right now, just, you know, do what you do. You don't feel scared to take a risk or a chance. Just, you know, it's about, you have to have confidence at the end of the day. So just believe in what you're doing, and but have fun doing it. You don't do it to be an MC or a singer. You got to have fun doing what you're doing. If you're not, then do something else, you know.
Where can people find you, like on social media, or where can people listen to your music?
So, yeah, my website is anthonyoks.ca. The shows are up there, music, announcements. I'll have merch up there at some point in time. I don't know when, probably pretty soon. That's where you can find me. I have Instagram at AnthonyOKS. I have a SoundCloud, AnthonyOKS, and I have Twitter. If you want to see me Twitter rant, I got AnthonyOKS as well, so you can see all that.
Thank you for coming onto our show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You're listening to UM FM 101.5. Thank you. Bye.
Peace.